Welcome to English Harmony Podcast, where the English fluency expert Robbie Kukurs will teach you how to speak fluent English and become a more confident foreign English speaker.
Hi guys, it's Robbie here from EnglishHarmony.com with another video blog post. And this time around, I'm going to be looking at the following question. How to provide lengthy answers. Say, for example, you are asked a question and the situation demands that you provide quite a lengthy answer. Normally, it's totally fine to answer using very simple, short sentences. Actually, it's one of the ways of getting your fluency back on track, and you may want to check out this particular article where I'm touching upon that subject, that there's nothing wrong with speaking very short sentences, because for most foreign English speakers who are having these fluency issues, it's very challenging to speak using very long sentences. Oftentimes, those people get very confused, and it's all too overwhelming to handle that much information in one go. It's best to separate your thoughts into little manageable pieces, right? But other situations, such as, for example, oral English exams, right, demand that you provide quite lengthy answers. Obviously, it just doesn't cut it in situations such as exams if you just provide one short sentence as an answer, right? In most daily situations, that's totally fine. But what to do if you find yourself in such a situation where you are actually required to provide quite a lengthy answer? And as a matter of fact, this is a question asked by one of my blog commentators. And here's the exact question, right? I'm going to quote. I see you carry on for a long time discussing about a topic. How do you do this? Do you follow a certain method for a long time conversation on the topic? Please help me. All right. So speaking of my own videos, all these videos I'm producing, right? I resort to a very simple technique. It's called talking about the same thing all over and over again. It's being repetitious. So you basically talk about a specific subject for 10, 20 seconds, and then you return to the same subject again, just from probably a slightly different angle, and then again and again. And if you watch some other videos on YouTube, for example, where people are discussing various issues, you will definitely notice that this particular strategy, it's a very simple thing. I wouldn't be even calling it a strategy, but anyway, let's call it that way, right? This particular strategy of repetition is used all over the place. Everyone does it. And it actually helps with perception. Sometimes when you're describing something in particular, the recipient of the information, the one who watches the video, the one who listens to you, obviously doesn't understand the concept maybe. So it's up to you to explain it to him. And you need to be repetitious to hammer it home to that person. Yes, sometimes they will understand what you mean just by saying it for the first time. But most people have to be told simple things a few times over, all over and over again until it registers with them. It's a simple fact, and I do it all the time in my videos. If you go back and check my, say, latest videos, this is the way I structure my videos, right? I define the issue, and then I mention a specific aspect of that issue, and then I probably mention another aspect, and then I just go back to the previous point I made, just probably from a slightly different angle, using a lot of synonyms maybe, you know? Let's say, for example, let's just choose some random subject. What could it be? Let's choose this one. Inhalers, or so-called electronic cigarettes, right? I'm trying to replace real cigarettes with these inhalers because these thingies don't don't contain all those harmful substances that the cigarette smoke does. For starters, this is not smoke, this is just vapor, right? So speaking of those harmful substances, you see, I define the issue that the issue is the harmful substances contained by real cigarettes. And now I'm going back to it again. You see, the thing is, this is all redundant language. This is all those hesitation fillers. That's the way I call them. You see, the thing is, all the there's plenty of harmful substances such as, and then you list a number of them. Tar and radioactive substances. Some people actually say, and this is something that I just thought of, the moment I mentioned the radioactive substances, and I know for a fact that cigarette smoke contains them, right? It opens up a whole lot more to talk about radioactive substances, and then you can mention all the vast array of chemical elements actually contained in cigarette smoke, right? And then you can talk about the fact that there's about 2,000 chemicals discovered in smoke. So it's not just the nicotine, which is the biggest detrimental substance that affects your health. It's actually all those 2,000 other substances and rocket fuel and whatnot. Well, obviously not the exact rocket fuel, but the substances you can find in rocket fuel. You see how long I was talking about this particular subject for, and I didn't say an awful lot. I just mentioned that there's radioactive substances, things found in rocket fuel, and chemical substances, right? But the point is, I was talking about pretty much the same thing. I was beating around the bush, so to speak. But that's the whole point. That's how you make the conversation lengthy. And bear in mind, this is not a conversation. This is just a monologue. This is a situation where you have to make yourself last long enough in the monologue to be understood, to express yourself clearly, and produce a very lengthy speech, right? And even the last few sentences that I said, I named the same thing using different ways. You have to make yourself understood, you have to produce lengthy speech, you have to speak long enough, you have to make yourself last during the conversation. It all pretty much describes the very same concept. Well, obviously, it is a skill you have to develop. It's nothing that you will develop just overnight, but this is basically the strategy. You beat around the bush, you define an issue, explain it, and then go back to it again by calling it other names, right? And basically you touch upon the same subject. You go going around circles, talking about the same thing from different angles. Call it different ways. And once you define something specific that you actually opens up more opportunities to talk about related issues, do that by all means. The moment I mentioned radioactive substances, I remembered the rocket fuel thing that I'd heard a while back, and I remembered the 2,000 chemical figure and all that. So basically, that's the strategy. You talk about the same thing all over again. Be repetitious. Don't be afraid of beating around the bush. Some people will call it totally unnecessary. They will probably blame you for using too much redundant language and talking about the same thing all over again. But that's what you want. This is actually your goal in this particular case, right? Your goal is to provide a lengthy answer, a lengthy speech on a subject, and believe me, most people who are listening to you are not going to see the negative aspect of your speech. They're not going to necessarily spot the fact that you're talking about the same thing all over again, unless you actually repeat yourself like a robot. But you have to put things in different words, rephrase yourself, and then Say, for example, if you deliver a 5-minute long speech, right, you can define the issue, the initial issue, talk about it for a while, provide a solution or explain the issue, then revisit again the same thing, call it different names, reword it, use synonyms, explain the same thing in various ways. And then when you've done that, you can actually return to the initial argument to reiterate the whole thing, basically to make it understood for those who probably didn't get it the first time around. And when you've done that, there's nothing to stop you to summarize the whole thing, right? To wrap it all up. And obviously there's a lot of phrases you can use, and it's all needed. You have to learn them. It's not that there is no magic bullet. There is no single piece of information that I could give to you right now, which will make you somehow magically able to do it immediately. It's an acquired skill. You have to practice, obviously. Practice is the key here. But this is just a strategy I'm giving you, right? And obviously, going back to the phraseology thing, there are a lot of phrases you can use. Going back to, so basically you've explained something, and then going back to the original subject, I'd like to mention once more that, and then you say whatever has to be said. And then on the finishing note, let me just remind you once more. And to wrap it all up, let me just tell you again. You see, so many different ways of returning to the original subject, to mention it again. And the bottom line is, this is a very good phrase, the bottom line is, and then you provide the final conclusion, right? And this way you can actually explain a subject that could be explained in 5 sentences over 10 minutes or even 20 minutes. And that's exactly what I'm doing in my English Harmony videos. If I wanted to be very concise, very short and to the point, I would make these videos anywhere between 60 seconds and 2 minutes long. And I could explain most subjects during that particular time frame, right? But would that make them engaging, interesting? Would that make you think about the whole thing? No, it wouldn't, because it's the lengthy speech, the lengthy thing that makes people think about the whole thing again and again. And when they hear me going on about the same thing again and again, it kind of registers with them. You know what I mean? I'm a strong believer in this, and I have to tell you the truth, I have received some comments in the past telling me that I'm just talking about the same thing all over again, and it's nonsensical, and it's just beating around the bush, and those people don't find my videos interesting. But it's only a few over the course of all these years. So I basically ignore all that opinion, and I focus on those people who enjoy watching my videos, right? And obviously you have to adopt the same kind of attitude. If you find yourself in a situation where you have to produce a lengthy answer, resort to this strategy. Repetition, 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 reiteration, rephrasal, and then going back to the same subject, and to wrap it all up, you bottom line the whole thing and touch upon the main points again. And yeah, that's about it. That's about it. If someone finds this method boring or offensive or whatever, don't care about those people's opinion. Care about yourself. That's you. You want to speak at great lengths. You have to produce a long speech, and that's what you do, right? And most people do that. Even those people who probably tell you that you're just beating around the bush when they have to talk about something at great lengths. I don't doubt for a second that they do the same thing, because we're all human beings, right? If there's only so much we can talk about, we have to expand on it, right? Obviously, if there's a lot of facts you can mention about a specific topic, go for it. Yeah, You can provide an awful lot of facts, and then you're not going to be repeating yourself, and it's going to be just one speech where you provide all the facts in a timeline or whatever. But if it's something that you are asked suddenly and you have to start talking about it, this is the way forward. You have to say something, then provide a conclusion, then go back to the same thing, just from a different angle, rephrase it. And that's what I'm doing now. I'm repeating myself all over again. This video is probably going to be longer than 10 minutes, but I don't mind, because I'm sure this helps. This helps you to understand what I exactly mean with this whole strategy. And obviously, you're welcome to check out this blog post about planning your speech. It's specifically about planning your answers when you are asked unexpected questions, right? And it's quite relevant when touching upon this particular subject of how to produce a lengthy answer. But I actually haven't mentioned this particular strategy of repetition reiteration in that blog post, right? So combined knowledge you gain from this video plus that blog post, and I really, really hope that the benefits from watching this video, reading that article, will contribute into your ability to produce lengthy answers. Thanks everyone for watching this video. If you have any questions, please don't hesitate to publish them in the comments section below. Thanks, and bye-bye, my friends. Take care.